upon a time there was a little town called Redditch. It was a quiet little market town that sat comfortably in the countryside, outside the city of Birmingham. Then along came a wonderful fairy godmother, or an evil fairy, depending on your viewpoint. And it was decided that Redditch should become a new town. That was 1964, and in this dim, distant past, some people could remember the town before the changes. Others came to the town and grew up as it developed over the next 20 years.
Of course, I can remember Evesham Street, which was the town's main shopping area. Hollington's was like a department store, and I remember that it had a reputation as being a posh shop. And I suppose it was, by Redditch standards. I used to like the Lipton shop on the corner of New Street. And then there was George Mason's, which eventually became like a small self-service shop. Until then, you had to queue up at the counter and wait to be served. It was a bit like open all hours.
I used to go for singing lessons with Charles Hedges above Smoky Joe's Cafe. I loved the old family-run shops in Evesham Street. And I think we've lost that in the new shopping centre. Mind you, when I got married and had kids, I couldn't get the pram into the old shops. I didn't want to leave my son outside, so I went shopping with my mum, and she stayed outside with the pram.
Yes, the pavements were narrow, and the traffic would be very busy up and down to Back Hill. It was horrible when it rained, but in those days, you could go into town and you knew nearly everyone you met. It was a friendly place. These days, the town centre seems to be filled with strangers. There's far more people about, but I rarely see anyone I know.
I remember as a kid getting chased off for playing in the revolving doors they used to have at the entrance to the old Hungry Man pub. We lost the Talbot Hotel as well when they pulled down Evesham Street. I used to go dancing at the Kingfisher Hall on Worcester Road. That's gone now as well.
Worcester Street is where all doctors and dentists used to be. Some nice big houses down there. The biggest shame for me was losing the church on Evesham Street. It was a lovely building with lots of history. They should have kept it as part of the Kingfisher Centre. I remember the church coming down. Someone I know saw that they were throwing away the old oak pews. He asked to have them and he used them to build his own kitchen. They had to exhume the bodies from the little graveyard and then they reburied their remains in a cemetery on Birmingham Road. Rumour has it that the shopping centre is still haunted by these souls to this day.
I suppose to me the really big issue was that it feels like we've lost the town centre. Well, except for St Stephen's Church and the bit round Church Green, that's still there. And I suppose you could say, what has the new town done for Redditch?
My family came to Redditch in about 75, 76, when I was 9. It was fantastic. We had a lovely new house with an indoor toilet and heating. And for us kids, what was really brilliant was having a play area right outside our house. On top of that, there were trees and grass everywhere. You couldn't really play outside safely from where I was in Brum because of the cars and that. Coming to Redditch was like moving to paradise.
I came to Redditch in 1969. I don't think they had started to build on Woodrow by then, so I suppose I grew up with the new town. Everyone seemed to be crammed into Ipsley School on Oakenshaw Road because the new schools that were needed hadn't been built yet. I made lots of new friends. Many of them were old Redditch, and I suppose we were in the same boat, watching things changing around us.
They were still building when I ended up with my mum and dad on Church Hill. It was great, as there were lots of other new kids to pal about with. You'd get into big trouble these days, but we used to play around in the park-built houses. Dad used to moan about the mess from the mud the building created, but the kids thought it was great.
Lots of the new estates had fantastic play areas, and I remember some of the big slides we used to play on. Some of us bigger kids put wax on the slides so we could shoot down really quick. And some of the slides were sort of like a corkscrew, which made it even better. Somehow you always felt safe because the play areas were usually in a square surrounded by houses, so mums and dads could always keep an eye out. On Matchborough, they kept a lot of fruit trees around, I suppose from old orchards. I can remember us kids picking the plums and apples. I often wonder if it was a deliberate choice to leave the fruit trees, or was it just chance? Anyway, I suppose these days we would call it a community orchard.
Mums, and back then it seemed to be just mums, would meet up for various things in a kind of porter cabin thing whilst the building went on around us. I think the Development Corporation moved this thing around to some of the other new estates so people had somewhere to meet up during the building. I can remember them building the Churchill Centre shops. The first shop was Martin's, and there was a chippy and a pub called the Book and Candle. They've all gone now. Ironically, they got knocked down as part of a later redevelopment.
Of course, when you get older, you always remember the good things when someone asked you about the old days. But there were a lot of really awful houses in Redditch. The old back-to-backs in the centre, which were often overcrowded. And I can remember the night soil men coming at night to empty the toilet waste at my gran's house in Crabs Cross in the 1950s.
I think for a lot of people, the new town development didn't really affect them day to day. At the time it all really started, well, what I mean by that, is things started to be pulled down. I was living on Bearley Road. For what seemed like a very long time, it felt like you were living on a building site. And all sorts of rumours were flying about, which street was going to be knocked down. I think I heard plans that the old grammar school, the one that's now Trinity, was going to be knocked down for the Ring Road. I don't know how true that was, or whether it was just rumour.
Lots of people only think of the new town as being Woodrow, Churchill, Matchborough and Wynyates. But there were lots of building in other parts of the town. I can remember walking across fields from Mason Close in Headless Cross to get to Morton Stanley Park in the early 70s. Now all the fields are either roads or houses. Was the same on Lodge Park. Much of the housing around Lodge Pool is part of the new town development. But most people don't associate this as being part of the new town. I don't think some people see roads like Windmill Drive as being part of the new town either, because it's in an area that is seen as being old town. I suppose building in the older part was seen as being natural growth of the existing town.
Redditch is still growing today. Sometimes it seems it's growing faster than in the new town years. I think some people have the naive view that the new town would reach its agreed number of people and stop growing. But populations always increase and there's always a pressure for homes. Now we are finding houses for the children and grandchildren of those who first came to the new town, as well as new people coming in. Maybe that was one of the problems. The target population was set too high.
There used to be a pond outside the shops on Churchill. We used to splash about in it in the hot weather, and in the winter we'd slide about on the ice. I suppose you don't see the danger when you're young. Anyway, somebody like the council or someone filled the pond in and took away the ducks. I suppose they must have ended up at Arrow Valley Lake. So they used to hang round the shopping centre. in the evenings and play music. And tried to do tricks on skateboards and bikes. We were just having some fun. But next thing we know, the local press are down here and it's front page news. Youth terrorised shopping centre. Or something like that. But I suppose groups of young people might look threatening to some people. Some young people went to the youth club at the YMCA. But me and my mates, we wanted to be outside on our boards and bikes.
The biggest problem with a lot of the new houses and flats was the warm air heating system. It was terrible, but this seemed to be in all of the Development Corporation properties. They were really noisy when they were on, and it seemed to take forever to warm up. When they stopped, because you couldn't hear it anymore, you almost instantly felt cold. I don't know if that was real or just the mind playing tricks, but you never felt warm in the winter. A few years later, when the properties were handed over to the council, a lot of people got grants to put in central heating with radiators.
We came from Birmingham and moved because my husband had got a job in Redditch. At that time, there used to be a Development Corporation office on Unicorn Hill. We went there and explained that we needed a place to live because my husband had a job in the town. I think we had to show her a letter from his new employer. Anyway, the lady behind the counter told us that we could go and look at some houses down on Lodge Park, which sounded nice. She gave us three sets of keys so we could have a look at a couple of different places. We nearly ran down the hill to get back to the car as quick as possible in case someone else was looking as well and we might miss out. We thought the houses were great, chose the one we liked best and went back up to the offices to see the lady there. We moved in 3 weeks later. Looking back, I think it was one of the things that annoyed Redditch people the most, that outsiders could come in and get a place to live straight away when council houses were like gold dust in the town.
Before it was converted back to being a theatre, the Palace was a roller skating rink. That's where I met my husband. Before the skating, it was one of four cinemas in the town. We always thought the Danilo was the best. The last place you wanted to go to was the Select, or the Flea Pit, as we knew it.
Like a lot of people, I like to moan about the new road system. I can remember the traffic jams we used to get in the town centre. It could be a nightmare trying to get up Unicorn Hill at certain times of day. And the roads were bad in the evening, trying to get home from work. The biggest problem I've always had with the new roads was seeing some of the old roads blocked off. So you have to go all round the Reeking to get anywhere.
To me, the biggest plus the new town gave to Redditch was the development of the Palace back into a theatre. The town needed it, particularly having lost the Kingfisher Hall. I think the Arrow Valley Park is a fantastic place as well. They used a lot of the soil dug out for the roads to help landscape the park. So I suppose it's a place we wouldn't have if it wasn't for the new town. It has become a great destination for lots of the townspeople to use.
The thing that always impressed me when I came here was the landscaping. The building always seemed to be sympathetic and tried to make sure there was greenery all around, you know, trees and bushes and all that, and the play areas were away from the traffic. It still is a green place today, Redditch.
I suppose the biggest anxiety people in Redditch had was hearing that phrase, Birmingham overspill, which is understandable because it doesn't sound very nice. Some people thought they were going to be overwhelmed by strangers coming into the town, but people just needed somewhere decent to live. From what I was told, some of the housing in Redditch wasn't that great before the new town development.
Like a lot of people I knew, I got my development flat because I had got a job in Redditch. The place you worked at had to prove you were a key worker or something. Then you could get a home. Mine was a one-bed flat on Woodrow. That did me fine until I met a girl. We got married and we bought a house on Matchborough. but it had to change anyway, with or without the new town. Large manufacturers were struggling, and jobs were going at Royal Enfield, Terry's, in the needle industries, BSA, the batteries, HDA, all over, really. The town couldn't rely on metal-based industries anymore. To me, and I helped out with this, the new town development brought in many new businesses and a much wider diversity of jobs to the town. It also allowed some smaller Redditch companies a chance to move to better premises and expand their work. This was helped by the building of the M42, which made Redditch well connected to the transport links. At the beginning, there was a concentration on building industrial estates. The development happened at the same time as the growth in computers. It was soon realised that jobs needed to be balanced by building office space to attract more clerical-based work. As part of this, the old building at Ipsley Court were redeveloped into offices and research facilities for GKN. Another big office development was Highfield House, near the water tower in Headless Cross.
Before the new town, most people seemed to work for the large employers in the town, or at the Austin in Longbridge. I worked for Terry's, and even in the late 60s, the working conditions were terrible. I was lucky that I worked in the offices, and although it was strict, it was better than the shop floor. I had to go into the factory to collect the clocking in cards. It was mainly women working on the machines, and they were on piecework. So if the young lads supplying the bits for their machine was too slow, they'd get told in very blunt language to hurry up. I'd never heard most of these words before.
One of the best factory jobs I had was at Steriseal. They were just off Sudley Road, and I think they might have been one of the new places on Broad Ground Road. I was packing syringes that were then sterilised for medical use. Mind you, it did get quite boring. One day, I lost a bit of concentration, and I lost the end of a finger in the machine I was using. It was still a time when you could walk out of one place if you got fed up and almost go straight into another job. The new factories built on the industrial estates were much better than some of the old drafty places like Terry's and some of the needle places I'd worked at.
I actually came to Redditch in the early 70s to work for the Development Corporation, and though it wasn't planned, I've stayed here ever since. I never met with any open hostility when I told people who I worked for, but I did get some joshing from local groups I was in, mainly about the roads and later on about empty office buildings. And like some of my work colleagues who chose to commute from outside the town, I chose to live in the town and join in with the local community.
When I came to Redditch, I thought it was a nice place, but there didn't seem much to do. It was quite exciting watching the town grow. For a while, I had a Saturday job on Redditch Market. I started working for Redditch Council in the late 70s. It was still quite old-fashioned and there were no computers. We were using large old ledgers to record details. When the council started to take over from the Development Corporation, we had to change the way we worked and take on new staff. Computers finally arrived because we were suddenly responsible for an extra 11,000 houses and flats. The younger ones like me thought it was great, but some of the older staff who had been there since the year dot really struggled. The new computer filled a good-sized room with lots of whirling tape. In the office, you used what we called a dumb terminal. You typed in what you needed to know. The central computer found the data, then it came up typed on your screen. It was really slow, but it was cutting-edge technology in those days.
Most people talk about Evesham Street as the main shopping area in Old Redditch, but I can remember what's now called Market Place opposite the church. That's where Woolworths used to be. You could walk all the way through Woolies into a little alleyway at the back. And if you turned left, you ended up at the market. Turning right led you onto Evesham Street. My sister worked near to Woolies at Spencer's Record Shop. And the other place I remember was Fairhurst's, which sold models and was in a row of shops opposite the Palace Theatre on Ulster Street.
My mum always said it was sad that we lost a lot of the old family-run independent shops when they were demolished to make way for the shopping centre. And maybe it was very sad that many of these long-established places couldn't afford to move into the Kingfisher. But I remember being excited that we had this new place with indoor shop when it first opened. We were excited to see the palm trees when they arrived in Worcester Square. It made it feel very exotic. My dad had told us that they had monkeys in there as well. We looked out for them for a while until we realised he was pulling our legs. And I suppose it was the younger ones who had grown up with the new town who accepted the changes like the Kingfisher quicker than the older people.
Lots of people moan that there isn't anything to do, which annoys me. There's still lots of things to do. They just need to be supported. I mean, I can remember in the late 70s and early 80s, there was a 10-pin bowling place, an indoor go-kart track, and an indoor cricket centre, but they all closed because of lack of customers. There used to be lots of sports facilities in Redditch, because most of the big factories had their own sports grounds and social clubs. But Terriers down Easemore Road has gone. And the Enfield, the Hymatic and the BSA Club. I think the only ones left now are Metis, which used to be the HDA, and the Intaco in Studley. But I suppose that's the same in most places now. You lose the big factory, and all the community stuff goes with it.
For all its faults, I do think that the Development Corporation tried to be sympathetic to people and the environment when they built places. I suppose they could have just enclosed the highways with fences, but they kept a lot of trees around the roads. In fact, I was told that they planted more trees than they pulled down. I'm not sure so much care has been taken with the new building going on. There seems to be buildings being thrown up all over the place. My biggest annoyance concerning this is the building of a petrol station, pub and hotel right outside the main cemetery. I love going to the Needle Museum and the Borsley Abbey Museum. I was fascinated when I saw it in the local press that the site was being excavated. I think these museums and the area around them is something Redditch can be proud of. But I think this new development takes something away from the tranquility of the spot. I'm not sure this would have happened in the new town build.
The arrival of the Development Corporation had a large impact on Redditch Rugby, Hockey and Cricket Club, as a lot of the people working there came and joined the club. Not only did this boost the number of players available, it also increased the use of the social facilities. The other impact was having professional input about where and how to apply for funding to help improve and develop the club's facilities. I believe that the corporation also helped out Redditch United Football Club. The Reds pitch was like a quagmire whenever it rained. I think the development helped pay something towards Komatsu, sending in some diggers to dig up the pitch so better drainage could be put down before the pitch was relaid.
Komatsu was one of the big successes for the Development Corporation. Getting a big Japanese company to come here, as well as attracting firms like Halfords and Cirque Services, must have encouraged lots of other firms that Redditch was a place where they could do business. The new jobs coming in were desperately needed. A big thing to contend with must have been seeing the familiar town centre disappearing as it was demolished. For me, I thought a lot of the new buildings going up in the centre were much better than what was there before. Although it's nice to see some of the old, nice old buildings kept on Church Green.
I used to like the shopping centre when you could go out through some doors by Smith's and go outside onto the market. There used to be an indoor food hall, and in a square around the market there were small shops, and on the far side was the entrance to Marks and Sparks. Above the shops were offices for places like insurance brokers and opticians. I think Topstaff Employment Agency was up there as well. And of course, it was where Tracy's nightclub was above the food hall. If they had left it as it was, maybe the centre of the town would be better. It would have given a good space to smaller shops.
The one thing we always looked forward to was the carnival. It ran for a week in September. There would be a big procession that went up to Headless Cross, then down Plymouth Road, and up a Unicorn Hill and into the town centre by Church Green. There was an outdoor stage on Church Green and they used to have bands playing. And throughout the week, there would be a talent contest. And of course, before the Carnival Day procession, there would be a number of events run to choose Miss Redditch, who then went on a float at the start of the procession. I think she used to attend various fundraising events throughout the year organised by local groups.
The Carnival was a very important event and seemed to bring the whole town together. If you were a young teenage girl, you had to get a boyfriend by the Saturday night, so you had someone to take you to the fair and pay for the rides. It was a big thing for the town. There were loads of floats in the procession from local companies and various groups like the Scouts and Boys Brigade. The crowds at the side of the road used to throw coins onto the floats as you went past. You had to mind out you didn't get hit. I don't suppose they let you do that these days. Then there was what was known as the Cherry Wake Fair up at Headless Cross. That was always busy and lively as well.
I was in the talent show for a few years, and I used to really enjoy it. I seem to remember that during Carnival Week, the mayor ran a fundraising charity show at the Palace Theatre after it opened in the early 70s. Unfortunately, because of changes happening in the town, the route of the procession kept having to change, and there came less room for the fair in the town centre. I think they tried having the fair down at the lake, but it never felt the same, and enthusiasm for the carnival seemed to fade away.
The old carnival was lovely. One of the things I used to love about it was the hot dog stand. You could smell the sausages and onions cooking from miles away. Of course, going out to the fair and having a hot dog was a real treat then. You'd look forward to the fair and the carnival week for the whole year. And I suppose that the carnival has special memories for me, because that's where I met the young lady who was to become my wife. I think many a romance started there.
When I came to Redditch in the early 70s, the carnival was still happening. I know there was a lot of moaning and concern about the route of the procession, which changed each year. But there was still the fair in the town centre. It seemed quite a big fair at the time, because there was a lot of empty space around the palace and by where the library is now. Lots of old places have been pulled down, and they hadn't started building the new ones yet.
I have a vague memory of the carnival when we came to the town, but I suppose I was a bit too young to really appreciate it. I remember the fair being over by the lake, but I don't really remember it being up in the town. Of course, I'm talking about a time when the main bits of the shopping centre were built and the library, and there was lots of other building going on down Allster Street. The town was a bit chaotic, I suppose, but you don't really notice that when you're a kid.
I remember that not long after the Kingfisher opened, it went very quiet and people thought it would be in trouble. For a while it seemed to be losing out to places like Merry Hill. But it seems to be very busy now with lots of people coming from outside the town. Which I suppose is good for jobs and that. Not many people I talk to seem to remember the Swinging Sporran, which was a pub in the shopping centre. It was just up from the bus station and me and my mates knew it better as the Swinging Jockstrap. It seemed to get used a lot after work by shop workers and those from the council offices in Kingfisher House. I only went in a few times, mainly to meet some of my mates before going on somewhere else. It was a Scottish brewery's place, and I think it was the first time I'd ever seen Tennant's Lager. It was always busy at Christmas with works parties. It did change its name at one time, I think, to something like the Limelight. I'm not sure why it closed. I know that there were sometimes when drunks caused trouble in the centre, particularly on Saturday lunchtimes. Maybe they just had lots of complaints and just lost their licence.
I suppose you can't talk about Redditch without mentioning the road system and the roundabouts. As someone who came to the town, I always thought that the roads were really well thought out and well landscaped. I mean, they could have put fences along the highways, but they kept lots of trees and natural land alongside. Most of the main schools were on a bus route, so it was easier for kids to get to school, And of course, all of the new district centres were on a bus route so people could get to work and into the town. But if you're outside the town, the road system seems to be a mystery, with its all other routes signs that confuse drivers. I still have aunts and uncles who won't drive on their own in Redditch. I have to meet them outside and they follow me in.
Lots of people went to look at the new plans of the town and the library. It caused some panic when they saw where some of the roads were going to. We live near to a lot of my aunts and uncles in Prospect Road, and the plan said one of the big roads was going to come straight through near our houses. It caused a lot of upset as we wanted to move away, but the houses were blighted. The development bought up the properties, but the plans changed and the houses are still there.
I got involved in a campaign to stop the development, knocking down some of the Victorian properties in Lodge Road to make way for part of a new road system. We got the local Labour MP Terry Davis involved and the plans changed. When I was in Headless Cross, the Residents Association forced a big change to the proposed new road up there. I think originally the proposal was to come straight from Walkwood through Feckenham Road and join up with Plymouth Road. However, in the end, they didn't knock down houses on Feckenham Road. They built Windmill Drive instead. For some reason, they blocked off the top of Plymouth Road, stopping it being a through road to town.
This was probably the biggest upset for lots of people in the town, having homes taken by compulsory purchase order so roads could be forced through. Places like Beely Road and Arrow Road found themselves cut in half by the road system, and the demolition and rebuilding seemed to go on forever. The worst time was probably in 1976, when we had the really long drought. It was so dry, the dust from all the building got everywhere.
There was a lot of very negative press coverage about the new town, and a number of Redditch councillors were very hostile to the whole idea of there being a new town. It felt that we were too close to Birmingham and that some of the land was not ideal for building on. One of the big issues was the town centre development, in particular the siting of the Kingfisher Shopping Centre. To build it in the centre threw up a whole range of building problems and radically changed the centre of the town. To build it on a greenfield site risked killing the town centre anyway. This was a lesson planners had learned from building the shopping centre in Telford.
We bought a house on Holmwood Drive. Just after this, the Development Corporation decided to make Holmwood House their headquarters, and they wanted to block off public access from Plymouth Road. This would have meant that the builder would not have access to build the houses already paid for. On this occasion, the council did stand up to the corporation. They insisted that as the builder already had signed contracts to build the houses, they should be allowed to go ahead and honour these contracts. And the houses were built with access to Plymouth Road. Some people think that the council should have stood up to the corporation more often.
Schools were in a very odd position when the new town came along. To begin with, staff were trying to set up and run new schools, and at the same time, the town was moving to a three-tier system. This meant the introduction of middle schools, the aim of this being to stop 11-year-old pupils going straight into high schools, as it was thought pupils that young would struggle in schools with an age range from 11 to 16. One of the biggest challenges facing schools at this time was the issue of pastoral care. Lots of people with young families had been uprooted and moved to a new place. Some of them struggled as they no longer had the support network of an extended family around them. In the first instance, this role was often taken on by the school staff.
The bus service was an important thing for the new town. All the new district centres were connected to each other and the town centre by a circular bus route. Lots of the main schools serving the new town were on the bus route, which made it easier for kids to travel safely. The service in the early days seemed to work very well, but over the years it has declined massively. Sadly, at one time there were a few incidents of bricks being thrown at buses from off the pedestrian bridges in Church Hill, which stopped the buses running after about 6 in the evening. However, that was years ago now, and that doesn't seem to happen anymore, but the buses still stop running at 8 o'clock at night. Most people I talk to think that buses are expensive these days and the service is poor. It seems to be a shame, as the centres were planned to be so reliant on buses for a lot of people.
When I started at the Lees, as it was then, it had only just opened. Everything seemed to be brand new, and we thought it was a brilliant place. There were brand new classrooms and science labs, and we had a sports hall and an indoor swimming pool. I found out later about this thing called dual use. The school had use of the sports facilities and the pool in school time, but they were open to be used by the public in the evening, at weekends and in the holidays. It was the same at Arrow Vale, but they didn't have a swimming pool. It sort of brought the community into their local school, which I think was a really good idea. It was important that there was something there to bring these new communities together. There were pubs in the new centres as well. I suppose the planners thought they might be places that would bring the community together. But my memory is that there always seemed to be trouble at the Book and Candle on Church Hill and the Sticky Wicket at Matchborough.
When I moved into my two-bed house on Woodrow, I was really delighted with the place. But we had a little kiddie, and we moved here because my partner got a job in Redditch. At first, it was quite scary being on my own with a young son whilst he was at work. I couldn't just nip around the corner to my mum if I was struggling, and I used to have aunts and uncles up the road if I needed any help. Suddenly, I was in a new home, in a new town, miles away from anyone I knew. Fortunately, we started to make some good friends with other couples on the estate, who were more or less in the same boat as me and my partner. And even though in the last few years we've all moved all over the town, most of us are still good mates over 40 years later.
I'm sure that the new town was carefully thought out and planned, but I'm not sure it all worked out. In my view, I don't think you can plan a community on a piece of paper and then expect it to work perfectly in reality, particularly if you are imposing a huge change on an existing community in a very short timescale. There were lots of good things. Integration of different types of housing, new schools with community facilities, transport links, and bringing large shops to the town. But you can't just force people into a space almost overnight and expect it all to just work out neatly. People make places, and sometimes people need time to adjust to change and then accept it. Mind you, there are some people who will always moan about the town.
Alfred coming to Redditch proved to be the most important thing to me. Along with a group of mates, we just started to get interested in riding BMX bikes. We've seen some of the videos on the states of people doing tricks and racing. We used to hang about in the various shopping centres like Church Hill, and we're trying to copy the tricks and get them right. I suppose some people saw us as a nuisance, so we got moaned at quite a lot. Then we heard that Alfred had built a BMX track. It was down by the Golden Goose pub on land they had been given by the Development Corporation. They brought over some big names in the BMX world to open the track. It was amazing to meet people who we'd only seen on videos, people whose tricks we'd been trying to copy. I got involved down at the track, and it was fantastic. A real family thing. Mums and dads come down the road as well, or just came along to support the kids. This was the early 80s, and we had big international races down the Redditch track. The Redditch track was first in this country, and it seems a shame that not many people seem to realise how important it was. I suppose some people treated it as a fad that would die out like skateboards. But at the time, it probably kept a number of young people out of trouble, as it gave them something to focus their time and energy on. Eventually the racing stopped and the track fell into disrepair. But in the last few years, there have been support to bring it back. Money has been raised to bring it back into use. Not for racing at the moment, but to allow people to ride over the bumps and jumps. Hopefully it will grow again as cycling seems to be getting more popular in the UK.
It's been great to see the big cycling event in the town centre get more and more popular in the last couple of years. Now that the carnival is no longer running, we need big events that can bring the town together. The fireworks at the lake and the Morton Stanley Festival are important events for this. However, the cycle event happens in the town centre like the carnival used to, which I think is important. Redditch also has a big history in cycle manufacturing. Townsend Cycles started in Hunt End before moving to Royal Enfield, who I think then sold the bike making to Raleigh. Then Halfords came here as part of the new town. And when BMX took off, no pun intended, there were a couple of specialist frame makers in the town. I think one of these used to make frames for the Halfords cycle team. So having the old and the new town brought together in the centre of town to support a cycle event seems to be appropriate somehow. The big event at the end of the new town development was the official visit of Queen Elizabeth II to the town. This visit was to celebrate the end of the new town development period and mark the handing over of property to Redditch Council. The Queen carried out a number of duties, including the unveiling of the Palazzi mosaics in Millwood Square, opening the new Needle Museum at Bordesley, and being guest of honour at a civic meal. At that time, the Palazzi mosaics were one of the most significant pieces of public art in the Midlands.
I was away on a training course when the Queen came to visit. However, my mother-in-law was presented to the Queen on that day because she had been given an MBE for her work with the Development Corporation. When she got the letter saying she was to be given an award, she thought it was a joke from her workmates. She worked in the nurseries for the Development Corporation over at Holt End. This is where they grew a lot of the plants for the town, which played a big part in the landscaping of the new areas. My mother-in-law had a brand new outfit from Owen Owen, and she was taught how to curtsy properly. Although I missed the Queen's visit, we were invited to the offices at Holmwood to see my mother-in-law have a special presentation of her medal. She loved working at the nursery and always said the Development Corporation were great employers.
I was working in Owen Owen at the time the Queen came to Redditch. I was pleased to be there because Owen Owen was a very difficult place to get a job at. You always had to be very smartly turned out and well-mannered on the shop floor. The Queen came to the store as part of her visit. I remember there being a photograph taken of her next to the manager and the big bosses. There was probably the mayor and other councillors there as well.
Like a lot of people, I was working when the Queen came to town. I did know people who went. Mainly teachers who were there with their schools and a couple of people who worked for the Development Corporation and Council. They said that the crowds were huge and some people got there really early so they could be at the front of the crowd. Those that got closer to the Queen in her walkabout said they couldn't believe how small she was.
A few years earlier, Prince Philip came to the town to open the Ecumenical Centre and offices. The day after, my dad drove down the buses only bit by Smallwood Hospital, which leads into the top of Eastmore Road, the same route Prince Philip had taken. When I said, "You can't go down here," he told me, "If it's good enough for the royal family, it's good enough for me." I think he just genuinely forgot the road was closed. He never did it again.
So where is Redditch now? It is over 30 years since the new town development officially ended. Some of the houses on the new town estates have been there for over 40 years. Surely this means we are now no longer a new town.
I still feel that the Development Corporation didn't get all the credit they deserved. They had to create the new town at a time of changes in national government, and in the 1970s, public funding was always very tight. I think this meant sometimes plans got changed to something less ambitious. On the whole, and I think most people would agree with this, the landscaping of the town was well thought out and delivered. The development did also try to redevelop some of the old buildings around the area, places like Marfield Barn and Ipsley Court. The best example of this, though, I feel, was the creation of the Wynne Yates Craft Centre. This was developed from the old farm buildings that were already there. The old barn was made into a community hall. The cattle sheds and outhouses were made into workshops for craftspeople to use. It won a number of design awards, I believe.
I suppose without the coming of the new town, we wouldn't have had the palace restored to being a theatre. To me, the Arrow Valley Park is a fantastic resource for the people of the town, and that certainly wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the new town development.
I suppose your views about the new town depends on where you're from. I can understand that people born here didn't like a lot of the changes. Coping with change can be a problem. But if, like me, you came from a rundown bit of Brum and you desperately needed a job, you might have a different view. Redditch was a great place to move to, and I met loads of people like me and my family. New people making a new start in a new town. It was exciting. I'm still living here today, and so are my kids. Why? Because I think it's a great place to be. I wasn't born here, but I'm always proud to say that Redditch is my home. I've always been happy here.
I came to the town over 40 years ago, and I'm still here. I had my children in Redditch, and they're still here. There are a lot of people like me who made this place our home. The fact that we are still here must mean that the new town development must have done something right. I came just before the major work started, so I'm often asked which was better, the old town or the new town. I don't think either one is better. They're just different.
There are a few things about the new town that I don't like, but there are other things which have improved the town. My mum came here many years ago from South Wales, and she's always said that the Redditch people were friendly and welcoming. They were the salt of the earth. Whatever I think of the development years, this is still my town, and I'm proud to live here.